Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How's it going, everybody? Thank you.
How did it feel to kind of be productive, like right out of the gate, just moving the ball? And I know you would have preferred touchdowns earlier, but you're just putting points up, first four drives.
Yeah, we were doing a pretty good job of keeping the tempo at where we wanted it. Our guys did a great job of protecting, running the ball. You know, obviously we want to get down there, we want to score seven or score six, but you know, we'll take three. You know, we'll take moving the ball and finding productive plays, finding completions any day of the week. And our defense played outstanding today as well.
What about no huddle and just the rhythm? Do you feel like there's just a different rhythm when you guys turn to that for your offense? Do you feel there's a different rhythm?
Yeah, I do. I think it's, you know, it's a little easier for me to kind of see everything and make some checks at the line and try to get ourselves in a good enough situation where we can call a play and be okay with it. And, you know, we had some pretty good answers today. And like I said, our guys ran the ball hard. Our big guys did a good job of protecting it and, you know, moving the ball up front and moving the line of scrimmage. So hats off to them. They play fantastic.
Can you describe how your on-field rapport is developing now more than halfway through the season?
Say it again. I'm sorry.
John Brown.
Yeah.
Your on-field rapport seems to be developing. How is that coming along?
Yeah, I mean, he's been fantastic for us. Kind of how he goes about each and every day. He goes and attacks. All-time teammate, a guy that nobody can say anything bad about. Just a guy that goes in and works and wants to get better and doesn't care about stats, doesn't care about scoring touchdowns. He cares about winning. And when you have a recipe like that, you know, you're determined for success. And you know, I wouldn't trade him for anybody.
You talked about playing fearless during the course of the week, coming off the performance in Cleveland. You know, looking back at this one right now and right out of it, how do you feel?
I feel good. You know, obviously putting 37 points up is great. Still a few things that I got to clean up, a few easy misses here or there, you know, cleaning up. You know, some of the short stuff on front padding and stuff like that, and giving ourselves an opportunity to get some run after the catch. So I got to be better there. But again, I mean, I don't think we allowed a sack today. So shout out to the big guys, man. They play their butts off, and you know, we'll enjoy this one for tonight and focus on Denver tomorrow.
It looked like on the first one to John Brown, you were able to hold the safety there. Is that, can you just kind of walk me through that? It was a zone coverage, right?
Yeah. You know, doing some film work. And just understanding what that safety backside did when they went to their cover two. He was getting a little nosy, you know, so I kept my eyes to the left, gave a little punt fake. Cover two, John, you know, converted his route and ran a great route, and, you know, he did the rest.
You know, he was getting covered by Needham there for most of it, but then he got hurt, and it looked like they changed their coverage a little bit. Did you and John kind of get on the same page and say we might even have more opportunities?
I mean, yeah, we wanted to, you know, try to feed him the ball, and you know, it didn't really matter who was out there. We didn't really care about that. We just wanted to find ways to get our playmakers the ball. And we did a good job of that today. And, you know, Coach Dable called an amazing game. So I'm happy for him and happy for kind of how we performed today.
And how smooth was, you know, the new line of communication, so to speak?
Yeah, no, there was nothing different there. You know, Coach Dorsey's he's just a part of Coach Dable. You know, that's just kind of how I look at it. They're on sync. You know, just the only difference is I got to talk on the phone instead of talking to Dable. So there's a couple times where maybe I didn't hear the play loud enough and I'm trying to rewind him. I don't know where to look and try to get his attention, but it was very smooth today. You know, it worked out. So, you know, that'll probably be what we do from here on out. And, you know, I really think it's due to Dable's mustache as well.
Hey, Josh, I played them a month ago. It looked like, from above at least, you seemed much more confident and poised in what you were seeing because you'd just seen them. Was that at all at play today?
I mean, listen, you go week to week and something different every week. You know, the Dolphins, they do a good job of game planning for teams, and they've been playing really good football the last 4 weeks. You know, so credit to them. That's a good team we just played. And just the way that the flow of the game, how it was going, we got into a pretty good feel. You know, did the up-tempo stuff and had some success, and we just wanted to keep doing that.
How important is that at this time, Josh, really? I mean, you know, given the way things have gone for a lot of the season, coming off the performance in Cleveland, to put up a season high in terms of points?
Yeah, I mean, they remember November. You know, Coach Bull preached that at Wyoming, and there's a lot of truth to that. You know, we got to put together, you know, good back half of the season and win as many games as we can and try to put ourselves in position to get into the playoffs.
Josh, is this the kind of performance that, especially when you got rolling, scoring on four straight drives, that you could take a deep breath almost on the sideline? Just kind of seemed like the game slowed down a little bit.
A little bit, but I mean, we don't want to get content in what we do. You know, being up, however we were. You know, they got a good quarterback over there that's, you know, no stranger to being in those types of situations and rallying a team and bringing them back. So we understood what we had to do. We wanted to continue to move the ball and try to put up as many points as we could. And like I said, that's what we tried to do.
You guys combined for more than 30 carries today. How did that affect your game, the success on the ground?
I mean, it was great. Like I said, our big guys did a great job. And I think kind of moving to what we did today, it allowed ourselves to really be put in a position where we had numbers on our side, and can't tell you if that's what we're going to do from here on out, but felt very comfortable doing it, and our guys responded, and our guys that were carrying the rock did a great job of that too.
Josh, what's the biggest difference when the offense is clicking and maybe some of the times when you guys stall and you struggle?
To be honest, it usually comes down to, minute, minor details. Missing Frank out of the backfield, a throw here or there, a decision that I make here or there. And, I'm trying to put my guys and our guys into a situation where it's going to be friendly for our football team. And when we do that, I got to be better on, you know, finding completions and being able to move the ball on third down. And, especially early down production too, just finding those completions that aren't putting us in a third and long situation.
How do you balance the success you had today with some of the shortcomings, like you mentioned, missing Frank on that?
Listen, I never too high, never too low. That's kind of how I like to look at it. And it's great that we won today, and it's great that we got to number 7. But again, we're looking for number 8 now. So I got to learn, got to grow, got to continue to find places where we can get better at.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.